Find out what everyone will be talking about at work. It's time for Coffee Talk on 98.3 The Coast. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Here's what Johnny and Stephanie have for you today.
You know, you're going to be buying stuff online pretty much every day, especially the next couple days with this whole Prime Day thing. But, you know, new technology is coming out all the time. New York Post says thousands of people in Sweden are giving up cash and credit cards in favor of a payment implant. Now, these implants are the size of a grain of rice, and they're inserted into your hand before they use them to pay for everyday items like they would with a credit card or cash. I like the idea. I mean, I don't think it's a bad idea because you don't have to worry about if you lose your wallet anywhere. And, you know, it's just right in your hand. We got all that technology already where you got the chip in the card and all that. So the future's coming and it's going to be in your hand. Just don't lose your hand. And I said earlier, this is the main reason I don't ever have plans of buying a Roomba, because the worst nightmare is this story. A guy by the name of Ryan Landy lives down in Florida. He recently used a new Roomba to clean his house, right? Much like everybody that has a Roomba, that's what they do. They turn it on, set it, forget it, and let it go around the house. Well, problem is, this vacuum ran over a pile of dog poop. And of course, yes, it happened. The poop was spread all over the rest of the house. He posted pictures along with the caption that just says, "I'm going to need therapy." That's one of the things that one of the main, absolute main reasons why I don't ever want to have a Roomba, because just the other day, Plinko had an accident. And if I had had a Roomba, that accident would have gone from accident to absolute chaos. So, think about that next time you purchase a Roomba, or think about purchasing one. That's Coffee Talk for this morning.